Hey folks, welcome back to my channel, The Rate Update with Dan Frio. My name is Dan Frio, and today is Friday, so we want to maybe leave you on a good note for the weekend. So some good news in for homeowners and home buyers is existing home sales decreased for 4.28 million. That's not what I'm talking about, but it's this next caption. Median sales prices declined. That's not the good part, but the good part is right there. 1.7% year over year. I thought all these people were saying 30%, 40%. It's going to be worse, even worse than 2008. Well, if you're watching those videos and you see people saying that, please, the first thing I want you to do is turn the dial because you're being misdirected. The only way we can have a crash. Now, this isn't the only way, but the biggest culprit here is we don't have the inventory. Okay. If we had huge amounts of inventory in the markets right now, I would be on the bandwagon crash. Okay. Why am I not on the bandwagon crash? There's just no inventory. Okay. You don't have foreclosures hitting in the market. Now they will eventually get there, but not in the tunes that we see in years ago, because we have about little over 1 million people right now in the modification process. Well, back in 2008, the modification process was basically new to the industry and most banks completely botched it. So banks today have learned their lessons. They don't want your house. They're not realtors. So they want you to stay in their houses. So there's 1 million people in modification programs or in mortgage workouts. That's 1 million homes that aren't going to come to the market. Okay, that's one thing. That's a huge batch. Then you have existing home sales, which you're seeing right here. Existing home sales decreased. Okay, so you have people not putting in their houses on the market. And you might see a lot of videos saying, you know, these people are locked in. They're kind of locked in. You're not locked in, though, because if you really want to sell, you could sell. But it's like, then where do you go? Okay, so like, for example, my rate is 2.5% or 2 points, right around there. If I were to sell my house, and it's a pretty big house, even if I downsized, my payments would go up. So it doesn't make any sense. So do I feel locked? Not really, because I could sell the house and take all that cash and then figure out what I want to do. So it's not a bad dilemma for homeowners right now, but you guys out there that are looking, it's a pretty bad situation because there's just nothing to look for. And then when you do find that house, there's still, I kid you not, there's multiple bids out there. You can watch any show that has live realtors that are selling. And I'm going to say live realtors that are actively selling in this market, they're busy. Well, I won't say they're busy. When they do get a contract, there's multiple bids on the house because there's only a few houses for sale. Okay, so that's the context behind all this. But let's get to the economic data for the day. So you go through here. Here's the economics that we had for the week. It was a pretty big week, but today is what? Nothing. It's just Federal Chairman Powell. But yesterday when I put out the newsletter or when I put out my post, I didn't give you guys the existing home sales. I just did on that. But the previous reading was 4.4 million homes sold. The expectations were for 4.3, and it actually came in at 4.28, just shy of what expectations were. So I'm not really concerned about that. So let's get over to some highlights in the market. We have custom home builders. Custom home contracts are skyrocketing right now. People with money, honestly, they're building houses. And if you really want that ultimate house, I have two or three neighbors that are actually building houses right now. Actually, a fourth one just bought one and finished. So I have a lot of neighbors who are building in Florida and other parts of the country that are moving. They're moving out of Illinois. I don't blame them. And they're building homes. They're building custom homes. So you're starting to see custom homes is an area that's really taking off right now. Here's the graph here. You can see down through here, look where it's been here, and it's on an upward trajectory. So that's good news for custom home builders. The other piece of this market is 20% of home builders have reduced their prices, and 54% of them are offering incentives in May. So these are what I'm saying, guys. Builders are out there building and building and building. I don't think they're going to have to make incentives. Well, they're going to have to make incentives to the point where, you know, they have the houses priced high already, but then as you do incentives and you do more and more upgrades, that price keeps going up and up and up. So the more upgrades or up, you know, things that improvements you do to that house, the higher your mortgage payment is going to be. So they're throwing in a lot of these perks for free. So if you're out there and you're looking for a house, I'd highly suggest you in this market today, look at home builders. Okay, so now let's get on the front of what's going on with mortgage rates. Well, you have Bullard. This Bullard guy, he sits on the Federal Reserve. He comes out between every meeting saying, guys, we're going to hike rates. We're going to hike rates. Inflation's still running rampant. Okay, so let's say it's still, you know, hot in many areas, hot in many sectors. That's what's starting to scare the markets right now. So the probability of what's going to happen in the next Fed meeting, the probability is they're now maybe going to increase rates another time, another 0.25%. Let's go over the chart we monitor on a daily basis, and it is right here. So what you're seeing on here, this is the probabilities right here, probabilities of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at their next meeting. So let me put this in the context. Right now, we have the federal funds rate at 5 to 5.25. You can see that right through here. Well, just a week ago, the probability, which is you're seeing in the gray or the green or blue section here, the probability was like 98%. Okay. Then it went to 90%. Then it went to 80 something percent. We're all the way down to 65% now. So there's a 34, about a third of a percent chance that the Federal Reserve at the next meeting is going to raise rates again. So we're going to closely monitor this because that will flow into, in a roundabout way, what's going on with mortgage rates. So you ask the question, what's going on with mortgage rates? Well, let's get over to the bond market. So here's what we're seeing in the bond market. Not a good day in the bond market, okay? Especially for mortgage rates. You're seeing right here the 10-year treasury. I bring that up because I try to confuse people. A lot of people, especially in the mortgage business, are like, hey, you got to watch the 10-year treasury to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. No, you don't. You have to watch the mortgage-backed security. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street that is the mortgage rates. Okay, this is basically creates the mortgage rates. So the MBS market right now, remember I always say, all you have to do is worry about this number right here. This is the price of the bond. What is it doing? Well, it's going down. What happens when it goes down? Rates go down. No, rates go up. So there's an inverse relationship. When this number goes down, depending on how big it is down, rates are going to go up. There's an inverse, a flip-flop relationship here. This means rates are probably going to go up maybe by 0.1. Okay, so let's go over to where rates are. I'll just go to my screen here. This is, you can get this as well. Just go to Mortgage News Daily. I have the link for Mortgage News Daily's rates down below. And this is why I use it. It's just easy to find and easy to use. So you go up through here, hit mortgage rates, you click it. Here's what's going on in mortgage rates. Guys, we're teetering at 7% again. We're at 5.99 just a couple weeks ago. What's going on? Well, a lot of headlines like Federal Reserve Bullinger coming out saying, we're going to raise rates again, and the mainstream media and other people saying that. The reason why, here's what I'm thinking behind this. If Bollinger came out and said, yep, we're going to stop right here, and then we're going to cut rates, the markets are going to go crazy, okay, in a good way. That's not what the Federal Reserve wants it to do. So they keep coming out with, you know, clippets here and there saying, ooh, things are bad, ooh, we're going to raise rates and so forth, just to keep the stability there. But what's affecting things right now is, look at the screen. Mortgage rates are almost back to 7% again. Okay, again, about 3-4 weeks ago, we were at 5.99. Okay, so rates are going up, creeping up pretty fast. So these are the top six programs people use when they're buying or refinancing a house. These are mortgage rates published by Mortgage News Daily. These are not my rates. These are the national average rate out there. What this rate represents is this, and please make sure you pay attention to this part. If you have a 740 credit score or higher, you're putting down 20% on your home or more, and it's going to be your primary home, a single family home, in your first house. That would most likely be very close to what your rate would be. But if any of those factors are different, the rate's going to be up. This, what they try to do is they post the best rate in the market, okay? And that's this. So your rate's probably a little bit higher than this. If it's better than this, kudos. Because again, guys, remember, this is an average rate. So if you'd like to find out more about me and my team, how we might be able to help you, all I need you to do is go to The Rate Update. Here it is. And all you need to do is go right over here. Give us a call, 844-775-5626. If you're looking to get maybe pre-approved for a house, kick the tires. How much do you qualify for? Are you looking for maybe a home equity loan to consolidate some of those really high interest rate credit cards? Credit cards right now go up to 28%. Or maybe you're a senior citizen. You're struggling in today's market. You want to look at a reverse mortgage. Check out my reverse mortgage videos that I have for you. A lot of people, once they see those and they're looking for a reverse mortgage, they give us a call because we probably are your best call in town when you're looking for that. So please check out our website. If you'd like to schedule a one-on-one consultation, all I need you to do is click down below. There's a link down below for you to do just that, to ask any and all questions that you have personally, one-on-one with a mortgage consultant. So thanks for watching, guys. Have a great weekend. I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.